Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Let's look at what a Republican presumptive candidate Donald Trump versus a likely Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton presidential matchup looks like from the public point of view with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, we know it would be historic. Clinton, the first woman representing a major party. Donald Trump, the first non-politician since Dwight Eisenhower ran 64 years ago. What else is historic about this contest?
Well, some people have opined that we have more unfavorables out here for these two candidates than ever has been the case in history. Two more unpopular candidates. I hear that a lot on television, but we're close to that. Maybe a little truth to it, but I would say we have to be somewhat cautious. In 1992 is the election I would point to. George H.W. Bush, Bush Sr., at one point during that election had an unfavorable that was up in the 57% range of his image. And Bill Clinton, before he turned it around in the summer, that would have been young Bill Clinton, Arkansas governor running for president on the Democratic side, he had an unfavorable that was as high as almost 50%, 49%. So you've got those two candidates with pretty high unfavorables, which are not too far off from where Trump is today and where Hillary Clinton is today in terms of their unfavorables.
Because Hillary Clinton is such a known entity, and similarly Donald Trump has been in the public eye for so long, is it likely that perceptions about the candidates can change between now and November, or are they hardened?
Oh, I would say absolutely they can change. Again, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton's husband, is a great example. He was viewed more unfavorably than favorably in early 1992. He was underwater, as we say, on his image. But then in the summer, they had a very positive Democratic convention, and Ross Perot dropped out of the race, and suddenly Bill Clinton's favorable image just flipped, and he was seen as a very positive individual. And at the same time in 92, George H.W. Bush, was quite popular earlier in the year, but by the fall, he was very unpopular with very high unfavorable ratings. So history shows that things can change. Mitt Romney had a fairly negative image at points back when he was running as the nominee in 2012, and he became more positive as the election went on.
Let me gently persist. The public sees both as having personality and character issues. Can they change as well?
Well, that's an interesting question as well. I think Hillary Clinton's image is certainly more solidified in the minds of the average American than Donald Trump, simply because she's been around so much longer than he has in the public eye, 25 years or more if you go back to when she first came on the scene in 1992. When you ask Americans what comes to mind first about Hillary Clinton, it is dishonest, worried about her ethics, and that's exactly what we found when we asked similar questions about her in the past, going all the way back when she was running in 2008. So you just don't see a lot of change there. Trump, well, his image now is also around personality issues. He's impulsive, he's wild, he's arrogant. Those are the kind of things that come through now when we talk about Trump. But since he has not been on the political stage as long as she has, I think it's possible that his image could change more likely than it would be that hers could change.
Now, all those descriptives are matters of opinion. Let's go with what's known, and that's the obvious gender issue. Clinton must have a huge advantage over Donald Trump with women voters.
She does. And again, I've heard opinionators, how's that, Dave, commentators, say, oh, Hillary Clinton's image among men is as bad as Donald Trump's image is among women. But that's not the case. Hillary Clinton has a more positive image than Donald Trump's, no matter how you look at it. For the entire month of April, so this gives us a large sample size, Trump's image among women was 70% unfavorable. That's pretty extraordinary. Hillary Clinton's image among men was 60% unfavorable. So there's a 10-point gap there. And getting back to your question, among women, Hillary Clinton, for all women, breaks about even, 45 favorable, 49 unfavorable for the month of April. But as we talked about, among women for Donald Trump, it's 24 favorable, 70 unfavorable. And even among men, Trump really doesn't do much better than Hillary Clinton. So the real issue here is that Trump has a gender problem because women simply don't like him.
Any sense at this juncture of the appetite or enthusiasm for the contest?
Right now, we are finding that Republicans are more enthusiastic than Democrats, and we are also finding that men are more enthusiastic than women.
Is that typical?
Well, Democrats certainly not having the same level of enthusiasm as Republicans is more typical. That's the classic turnout problem. Republicans are more likely to turn out than Democrats across many, many, many elections and over many, many, many years. We'll see if that changes. We think part of the reason right now women Have been less interested is because everything's been dominated by Donald Trump over on the right-hand side, the Republican side of the ledger. So we'll see if that changes. I think that's a real key for the Clinton camp. They are going to have to generate the kind of enthusiasm, which translates into turnout, that Barack Obama has been able to generate in the last two elections.
Is the economy in general still the biggest issue driving the election?
It is when we ask Americans about the most important problem. But I would always point out that dysfunctional government is another major problem. And that's what I think in my own mind these candidates are going to have to address. First, how they would create jobs and fix the economy. And second, what they would do about a Congress and a government that the public is extremely sour on. And to date, we haven't heard a tremendous amount from Hillary Clinton about how she would change government. Trump, less so than we did hear from Ted Cruz when he was running. So we'll see how the candidates address these issues going forward.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.